A New York Times journalist and author is still waiting to find out if he'll face jail time for not revealing a source. Federal officials have long sought to force James Risen to reveal where he got information for his 2006 book, State of War, in which he chronicled a bungled CIA operation intended to undermine Iran's nuclear program. The federal government suspects former CIA officer Jeffrey Sterling and wants reporter Risen to testify against him. Last week, journalists and press freedom groups presented a petition to the Justice Department calling for an end to all legal action to compel Mr. Risen to reveal his source. Risen faces steep fines and even prison for refusing to testify. At a press conference after the petition was presented, Risen told reporters the government turned this into a fight over press freedom when they said in a court brief that there was no such thing as reporters' privilege.
And so they turned this case into a showdown over the First Amendment and over the freedom of the press in the United States. And so I am happy to carry on that fight, but it wasn't me who really started it.
They're criminalizing journalism, basically.
That's investigative reporter Marcy Wheeler, who authors the Right to Know column at exposefacts.org. She says citizens deserve to know about the botched CIA program.
And he did a really important thing by telling us about it. And yet the government wants to prosecute Sterling and is threatening to throw Risen in jail for trying to defend his own journalism.
Her article this week entitled A Tale of Two Alleged Iran Nuke Leakers looks even deeper into the Risen case and analyzes the stark contrast between how Jeffrey Sterling is being treated and how another alleged leaker, General James Cartwright, was handled. Cartwright, who's been named Obama's favorite general, was reportedly the source for a separate story by David Sanger, also about a botched effort to thwart Iran's nuclear program, but no one in that case has been charged. Wheeler says that raises questions.
I don't think either one of them should be prosecuted, but I think that the Obama administration really is very selective about which leaks they choose to prosecute and which leaks they're behind, and that's a problem.
Jesselyn Radack, Director of National Security and Human Rights at the Government Accountability Project, says neither Risen nor Sterling have done anything illegal.
Both of them have done what whistleblowers always do, expose fraud, waste, and abuse, and what reporters do, which is to report on that.
Radack says the Risen case exposes the very chilling environment right now for both whistleblowers and journalists. She says Obama has brought more prosecution of whistleblowers under the Espionage Act than any other president, and that a war on whistleblowers is also a backdoor war on journalists.
These prosecutions are occurring based on so-called leaks, which more often than not are acts of whistleblowing that get reported in the media. And journalists have always relied on a reporter source privilege, which exists in almost all 50 states.
Radack and other press freedom advocates want federal legislation to protect journalists and whistleblowers. But so far, proposed measures have included big loopholes carving out exceptions for national security and intelligence personnel. According to the AP, Attorney General Eric Holder has said no journalist will be sent to prison for doing their jobs for as long as he oversees the Justice Department. But the department has also not moved to withdraw its subpoena seeking to compel Risen's testimony. For now, both Risen and Sterling are in a holding pattern, but the case is expected to move forward soon. Ashley Westerman, FSRN, Washington, D.C.